John Gilmore
on BBC Radio Lancashire.
Now, there's a great night in store for boxing fans next Friday night. Bolton's Macron Stadium will be the venue for a night of action with plenty of local interest to keep fight fans happy. The undercard features boxers from across the northwest, but the main event of the evening will see Chorley's WBO European and Intercontinental Super Lightweight Champion Jack Catterall face Joe Hughes, the current English champion, in an elimination bout for the British title. It's being billed as Jack's Back, and Jack Catterall joins me in the studio to look forward to one of the most important fights of his career. Welcome, Jack. You're fighting on Friday the 13th. I hope you're not superstitious.
No, not at all. For me, it'll just be another day in the office. 1 week to go now, so I'm looking forward to it.
Are the nerves building at the minute, or have you done so much training that you're ready for it now?
Yeah, it's been a long training camp. We've had about 11 weeks, so kind of at that point now where I'm itching to get in the ring.
You're a Chorley lad, born and bred. When did you start boxing? Was it something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, I first walked in the boxing gym at 10. I tried a couple other mixed martial arts, and the boxing gym was only a mile from the house, so it was natural just to go there, being so close to home, and never look back since I first joined.
And what's the boxing scene like then around the Chorley area? You say there's a boxing gym there, so it must be
Got two boxing gyms locally. We've got Michael Jennings, a former fighter from, he's got his own gym in Chorley. We've got Chorley Boxing Club, but I guess the whole northwest scene is buzzing at the minute. A lot of good fighters, a lot of shows, so looking forward to it.
And as you say, you mentioned Michael Jennings there. I mean, Chorley has produced some great boxers over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's been some brilliant fighters. We've had Jennings, Carl Crook, a lot of other fighters as well. So I'm just looking to add to that list and hopefully I can get my hands on some more titles.
And when did you decide that, you know, this is it, I want to turn professional now?
I've been professional 3 years now. Once I left high school, I was at college, but I was also boxing at the same time. And I thought to myself, well, I've been doing it this long, it'd be a shame now to look back in 20 years' time and think, whatever, just give it 100%. And I met my manager and trainer, Lee Beard, turned professional, I think it was 2013, and had great success up to now.
Is it hard to make a living, though, as a boxer? I mean, do you have to have sponsors? What do you do in between fights? Training?
It's not been easy. A lot of fighters will tell you, in between fights, you're not getting a regular income, so some are working part-time. A lot of fighters have got sponsors. I'm quite lucky where I've earned my position. I've got signed with promoter Frank Warren, so I'm able to get fights. With Frank Warren now for 2 years, so getting some good fights.
With me this afternoon, Jack Catterall. Big night in store for Jack, Friday the 13th, next week at Bolton's Macron Stadium. Big fight night there. Big break, I think you got, Jack. Age 21, you were chosen to be a sparring partner for Floyd Mayweather Jr. as he was preparing to face Manny Pacquiao. How did all that come about?
Yeah.
That was a huge... it was really hyped up, that fight.
Massive fight, yeah. When Floyd boxed Manny Pacquiao last year. My manager, Lee Beard, he's got a lot of connections over in the States, so he managed to get the sparring, which I was massively grateful for. Obviously a great experience for me going over there, and just grateful for the opportunity and how many people would have loved to get in there and do it.
How long were you out there then, sparring?
We was with him for 6 weeks. Yeah, we managed to get...
I mean, was it solid hard work, or did you get a bit of sightseeing in as well while you were...
It was pretty much just working all the time in the gym. And when you're not in the gym, just resting. I had my own fight when I come back home, so I was also like training for a fight as well.
What's Floyd Mayweather like then, as a person?
It's hard to say, really. Whilst we were sparring him, it was pretty much in the gym, get the work done, and everybody goes home then. So you didn't get any personal time, which is, I guess, he's got a lot of things to do, hasn't he?
I mean, you've got an impressive record, undefeated so far. No draws, 14 wins. 9 of those knockouts. Going well, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, it's been good. Hopefully keep getting another notch on the belt, but just looking to go out there and get another win.
And you've been compared with the likes of Ricky Hatton. I mean, what's that like to be thought of in those terms? Does that add a little bit of pressure in some way, or you know, does that come with the territory, do you think?
I guess you've got to just take it in your stride, obviously. I just want to be the best Jack Catterall, but being mentioned against great fighters like Ricky is it's good to hear.